I'm on this one.
I think we have your own, right?
The following is a special CJSF presentation that interrupts regularly scheduled programming in this time slot.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. We broadcast on the top of Burnaby Mountain at a frequency of 90.1 megahertz on your FM dial. Thank you so much for joining us here for this special presentation. We have two representatives from Unit Pit, which is the Society for Art and Critical Awareness here, located on unceded Coast Salish territories in what is known as Vancouver, BC. We have two special guests with me here in the studio. We have Catherine and Marissa, if you'd like to say hello, we'll get some.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Excellent. There we go. And we have an FM world premiere here. There's a brand new album that was a collaborative effort across 10 different artists entitled Sound of the Sun, Volume 1. And this was curated by Catherine and Marissa, recording, mastering support from Nick Short and artwork by Martin Stoik, Catherine de Montreuil, and Marissa Krienguiwat Holmes. The album was released on the 20th of June, and tonight in the slot of Vancouver FM, we're going to have the album presented in its entirety with commentary from our Unit Pit members here. Maybe for Radioland, if you could just start out kind of giving us some background on what Unit Pit does and who they are.
Yeah, for sure. So Unit Pit is an artist-run organization based in Vancouver, working here, and we support emerging artists and experimental arts practices, and we're currently operating remotely through online and mail art projects. So this project was a part of the continuation of that. And this is Catherine, by the way. I'm the director at Unit Pit, and this was my first project that I initiated at Unit Pit, and I immediately brought Marissa into it because I don't really know anything about working with sound, and Marissa knows a lot about it.
Nice.
Not really.
You know enough to put out an album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I have my own arts practice as well, but I mostly work in like sculpture and writing and gardening and actually, like, I'm really into plants and natural cycles in the world, and so this project kind of linked that for me a little bit, working with summer solstice and asking artists to respond to that.
Beautiful. We're going to present a few tracks at a time, and then we'll discuss some of the artists' biographies as well as their kind of creation statements behind each of the tracks. And I think we'll get things started here with the first one by Pari. This is A Radiant Resonance. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much.
Sabitur purvarenyam diyo shakti.
Bhakti Bhargo Bhakti Bhurbhuvasvaha. This is an invocation to the divine light Bhargo that illuminates us all. Meditate on the divine presence that permeates the terrestrial, the celestial, and all the realms of time and space. Awaken. Meditate on the radiant ones of ether, the impeller, the rouser, the vivifier. Awaken. May the divine light in you dispel the darkness of ignorance and enlighten our beings. O Bhargo, may you keep illuminating all existence. Awaken.
Excellent, excellent. That first track was Pari, A Radiant Resonance, and the next one was Atama Itai, Osaka Sun.
Okay, I'm going to read out Pari's bio. Pari Hide is a BIPOC settler artist whose multidisciplinary work engages with intersectional identities, transgenerational memories, and mythologies through the in-between boundaries of writing, visual art, and archival photography. A little about the track is, A Radiant Resonance is an immersive audio experience that explores the artist's transcultural influences in ancestral mantra traditions and avant-garde data immersions. Inspired by their grandmother's recitation of the ancient Gayatri mantra from the Vedas, Pari recontextualizes healing frequencies of the Sanskrit seed syllables, bija mantras to revere and connect with the all-pervasive solar essence, Bhargo. Accordingly, the ancient meets with the avant-garde with this poetic soundscape as the artist urges renewed appreciation for the power of the sound as a portal to self-discovery. Oh, Pari.
Very nice.
And then that second one, that the last one you just heard, was by Atama Itai, called Osaka Sun. And Otama Itai is an experimental art project by composer Akira Mikoshiba and illustrator and tattoo artist Leila Chen. The track is inspired by the time the artist spent in the countryside mountains of Osaka, Japan in 2022, where friends of theirs established a small community in abandoned houses surrounded by sun and forest. Otama Itai's sound tries to stay away from traditional structure, such as verse, chorus, and bridge, while bridging influences from their cultures, from Japan, Korea, China. All of their work is created at home with no professional help. Layla provides voice and animation and video, and Akira creates all the instrumentals.
Beautiful. We're going to continue on with the next track here. This is B. Michael 2121. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, a special presentation of the Unit Pit new album, Sound of the Sun, Volume 1.
Thank you. On the feeling of transitioning from one moment to another, from what feels like one lifetime to another lifetime. What is your favorite part of the sun hitting your skin?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that you're born
mm-hmm.
at all?
Mm-hmm.
It is not that I am born at all. It is that I am born and I will die. It is that I may burn, much like how the sun burns.
Maybe it is that I am here at all. I know that I know, that I feel that I am, that I wish that it is, that we are here despite. How to tell a creation story?
In the language of the wind.
These are the words of being born, of crossing into this world like a whisper.
Of crossing into this world like a warning.
What sets apart a lifetime from a lifetime?
Time like nothing before.
What forms body from cracked soil?
Will like a destiny.
What do we begin in the midst of?
Pain, pain, pain like an ocean.
What shall we be called?
Praise, praise, praise be a god.
This is a way to enter the world, as it also tears apart a space for itself within you. I am stacking my body like a prayer, like a song, left to call to me later.
Where will this voice spread itself to reach?
Speak, 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 we must listen.
Where do we go to learn to be born anew?
Far, far, far in the future.
There is a way to be, a way to remember that a person is just a world in a lifetime. I'm talking about how a child is born with all the weight of before and all the calling of tomorrow.
How might the feeling of now on this body welcome a beginning?
Meets like an existence.
How might we feast in this body?
Vast, vast as only time can be.
How might heavy eyes lead us?
Look, look, it is finished, it is finished, it is finished.
To be is an uncertainty. It is heralding forth life that might not be lived, or life that might be lived too much. But who are we to know? Blessed are these moments where we might live and where we might die. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Why might we find an end before a beginning?
Behold, they are risen. We are here. We see what cannot be said. Glory be.
Again I say, in the beginning there was nothing, and darkness filled the world.
Then they said, let there be light. And like a raging fire, I fell into existence after existence, head splitting itself open in reverence.
This has been an account of being born in this world, of claiming it violently and maybe refusing to let go.
Thank you for joining us here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Those last two tracks that you heard were B. Michael 2121 and Ogenio Fegor Obuoma featuring Ono Sholema Ikwolegbe Creation Story.
A little bit about B. Michael is that B. Michael is the pseudonym of Vancouver-based artist, producer, and composer Branton Offler. His practice focuses on recontextualizing elements and motifs from a wide range of genres, collaging them into new sonic worlds and hybrid structures. Branton is currently releasing music through the Ohio-based experimental label Orange Milk Records. His latest work takes heavy influence from Japanese environmental ambient music and expands those distinctive characteristics into dynamic macro structures. A little bit about the track is that 2121 was created as a proof of concept and extension towards the ongoing study of deconstructing musical structure and standardized sequencing within the current musical medium of electronic music. The majority of the piece was created and structured within a set of custom Max MSP sequencers that use datasets and movements of the sun between the winter and the summer solstices to interpolate and into musical gestures. 2121 expands and opens up over a timeline of 182 days, condensed into 8 minutes, to simulate the growth and chaotic nature of life that blooms with the extended hours.
And the second track that you just heard there was by Ogenio Fegor Obuoma, featuring Ono Sholema Ikwolegbe, called In Conversation with Time. So Ogenio Fegor Obuoma is a Nigerian storyteller and writer with a BFA in Film and Communications from SFU, where we are right now. The possibilities of bodies as personal archives and their relationship to the world is an important part of her practice. Eugenio Fager's work emerges from an investigation of the dynamic, nuanced, and ever-changing state of contemporary Nigerian society, people, and culture. Her artistic practice is influenced by African futurism and a visual language born of cultural and lived experiences. They are constantly exploring the interrelations between cultural production and rituals and ground their practice in traditions of care and reimagination. About the track, a little write-up we have from them. What is the sound of this body in transformation? Using call and response, the performers chart the course of a life as it unfolds across timelines. In this piece, lived experience, cultural, and spiritual aesthetic crafts a space within the cycles of life in a way that considers what has been and is yet to come. Through traditional storytelling and exploration of Nigerian culture and experiences, the artist challenges the expected conventions of being Nigerian. The next track that you'll hear, actually, we're going to have a performance by them, by Jane Harms.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
On July 28th at Pale Fire at 9 p.m. So we'll be making more of a public announcement tomorrow on our social media and everything, but look out for that.
And what is your username on social media so people can find you?
It's just at UnitPit.
And for those of you who want that spelled, UnitPitt.
That's why Connor hosts the show, because he knows when to talk about that.
Cool. And Pale Fire, is that on Broadway?
That's on Broadway, okay, 866 East Broadway.
And that's accessible, I believe, on the 99.
It is, yeah.
Great.
Fraser Broadway stop.
Cool.
We also realized Marisa didn't really introduce herself yet, so
hello.
I'm going to make her introduce herself.
Hello, oh hello.
Gosh. I don't have a real bio, but hey, I'm Marisa. I'm so happy to be here. So happy Kat asked me to co-curate this tape with her. I don't have a lot of background making sound, but I work fondly with sound is what I say. I mostly have a practice in photography, and I am a musician in bands.
Fantastic. We will continue on, and of course, stay tuned for a little bit more information about the, is that a cassette release as well, too, on that day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a cassette release. It's also a very exciting AGM.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Let's go. AGMs are so important because it lets people know that they are part of the decision-making process. We have AGMs here at CGSF. They're a good thing to do. We're going to continue on here in Sounds of the Sun, Volume 1, with Track 5, Jane Harms, The Weekend of the Year. You are listening to CGSF 90.1 FM. The first